Breakfast. Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m.
Bow 88.1.
Good times, good music, for good.
And kicking off this evening's VAR night with me, Dan the Man McCaz, and a little bit of for then Taylor Swift with Blank Space and two banging tracks to kick off what is going to be a banging evening on VAR night. As I mentioned, with me, Dan the Man, we've got two phenomenal interviews with two phenomenal up-and-coming artists in the first hour, and then in the second hour, all that good music, all that good show, and lots to look forward to. But as I mentioned, those two interviews in the first hour, and I'm really excited. We've got Hannah Morris from down in the Western Cape. She's not joining us in studio, but she is on the line. We're going to be chatting to her in just a bit. And then later on in the evening, Thomas Paul is also going to be giving us some insights into his latest dropped single. And I love talking to local artists. I love talking to up-and-coming artists. And no better place to do it than here on VAR Nights with me, Dan the Man McCaslin. You're listening to Hit Me Again by Hannah Morris right here on VAR 88.1. And as I mentioned just a second ago, absolutely privileged to have Hannah on the show tonight. Hannah, you're joining us not from the studio, but from down in what I can only imagine is much fairer paradise, Plettenberg Bay. Hannah, how are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and just great to start it off with what is genuinely such a beautiful track. And I mean, we're going to get into that in just a second. Hit Me Again, one of my favorites. But
Thank you.
what is your background to the Joburg listeners who may not have heard of you before, who may not know who Hannah Morris is? What is your background? Where are you from? And what is really your music aside? Where are you from? Like I said, who is Hannah Morris?
So I've grown up in Plettenberg Bay my whole entire life. I've actually never been inside of Joburg. I've only been through the airport. So I really don't have much family over that side. But yeah, I've sort of made a name for myself in the Platten Eisner area. It's more sort of live music a lot of the time. So I've been performing in restaurants since I was about 8, and wow, then started professionally when I was around 15. And yeah, it's just something I've loved for a very long time, live music. So I've lived in tech my whole life. So sort of been around this area the whole entire time, but hope to sort of move around the world when I am finished with school. But I'm kind of stuck here for now.
it's not a bad place to be stuck. And you mentioned it. You're actually still in school, so a matric now, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, awesome. So all the grind for prelims and finals, all these things. And how are you finding sort of balancing music, live performance with being in school?
Well, I've actually got my upper cards, cue cards right in front of me. I've just been studying. But yeah, it's not easy. But yeah, definitely. I mean, I think I'm performing tomorrow night, and then I've got to wake up at 5 o'clock because I have band practice in the morning, and then I've got to test the same day. So it's just, It's definitely difficult to sort of juggle it, but I love what I do. And if that means having to, you know, I spent 12 years in school, so I may as well try and do well this year, even though I know I'm not going to be doing anything other than music after school. But it is quite a difficult juggle if you're trying to get good marks and do music at the same time. Whereas if you're just trying to do music and you don't really care about school, then you'll probably be fine.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, you speak about live music, you've spoken a little bit about school, but now fit producing into all of it. How have you found that, finding the time to make your own music and get it out to the listening public?
Well, I'd say I write all my own songs, and it's sort of in an area where I'm in an emotional state. Like I feel like writing a song. It's not difficult for me to get into a space where I'm like, okay, like now I need to find time to write the song. Like that's not how it works. It sort of just comes to me in the moment, and if I want to write a song, I'll write a song. And so that's what makes it so easy when I have to produce them, is I just, I mean, obviously there's some Zoom calls with the producers, and you know, it does take time. But I usually go over to Cape Town when I do produce them for about a week. And then I just, we take the demos, and I've already written all the songs. I've basically laid them all out. And then we just go there and we work on them. And if we need to change things, we do. But it's mainly, I make demos at home and I record them myself. And then it's sort of just a lot of process here at home. And then afterwards, the studio kind of stuff doesn't take, it's a very short period of time. And then as we're communicating online 24/7.
So it's, I think, fitting maybe that we started this evening's show with Taylor Swift, because I think very very Taylor Swift-esque that you're writing your own music. And I mean, just doing everything yourself, which is really cool. We heard Hit Me Again just a couple of minutes ago. What was the process to writing Hit Me Again? What is the background to it?
Well, I wrote Hit Me Again quite a while ago. It was probably about this February last year. And usually... I do this thing where a lyric comes to me in my head and I just write it in my notes app. I've got around now 1,000 voice notes in my voice notes, because I've just got so many ideas all the time. And sometimes I come back to an idea and Hit Me Again sort of started with this riff that I really liked. And then I followed it on. A lot of the time it starts with music and then the writing comes. And sometimes if I'm maybe, I feel like a word or phrase can inspire a song. So when I was looking for some lyrics for Hit Me Again, I was maybe in a angry situation where I was kind of like, it's you know, like some people are like, Hannah, like, are you being abused or something? Like, no, that's not what Hit Me Again means. It means Hit Me Again with challenges in life, because I can take them.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, that's what it was about. And it was a song that I felt really passionate about at the time. And I felt really, So the process was, I had the music and then I found the lyric in my phone, Hit Me Again. And the song just built itself from there. Of course, as you said, managing music in school isn't easy. So what happens all the time is I start a song, I leave it in my voice notes, and then I go back to it when I feel like that song has potential. And a lot of the time, I don't just leave a song and then I never get back to it. If I know the song has potential, I will, throughout the sort of weeks of school, I'll carry on working on it, and eventually it's done. And I think that sort of time that I get to process it is actually a good thing, because some songs are written in like 20 minutes, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's also nice to, there's no real way to write a song.
Yeah. Nice sometimes to flesh things out and get sort of a lot of maybe different inspirations and muses for a song, which I actually, I mean, I was going to ask you about it. How much of a role does your background in live music play in your writing process? Where do you draw inspiration from, obviously, outside of your day-to-day experiences?
Well, I think a lot of the time, when it comes to writing songs, I've definitely drawn inspiration a lot from documentaries and watching interviews of a lot of the artists speak about their writing processes, and then you watch documentaries of artists, you know, writing their songs, and it's just very inspiring, because it's actually not that big of a deal, and they're just writing because of their feelings. And it's not like, what if the song is bad? They just write it, because if you're worried about it being bad, then it's just you don't have faith in yourself. So it's like you're writing for yourself first, and then you worry about what the public's gonna think, because otherwise you're just gonna ruin the song for yourself. That's sort of what I've learned. But the live part of music, I would say, I don't think it's really played like a super big role in the writing process. I'd say it played a big role in learning how to sing properly and how to play like better, because there's a lot of improvisation at open mic nights. But I wouldn't say the writing came into, I mean, sometimes you like improvise a few lyrics, but it definitely plays more of a role when you watch other artists do what they do, for me personally.
Yeah, and very, very exciting to watch other artists. Is there maybe anyone in particular that you draw inspiration from, but maybe not someone who's international or far away, someone who you've maybe performed with or opened for, or someone from in the Garden Route area?
Yeah. I'll try and think about it. There's quite a few, you know, musicians that I've known for a while, and obviously I've been watching Will Lindley for like, I've been a big fan girl, because I think he started getting famous when I was around like 14, 15.
Yeah.
And I was sort of, you know, at that age where I was like, oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
Because he's really amazing what he does.
Yeah.
And I was about to open for him last December, and then it didn't happen. I ended up opening for Prime Circle, who also played a big, big role in my inspiration growing up, like with my dad. My dad used to be obsessed with them. He's played them all the time. So opening for them last year was a big deal. But Will Lindley, I was just like 3 years ago. I think it's happened like 3 years. I've met him every year. He comes to play at four shows, so it's amazing. And then he followed me back on TikTok, and I was in my prime. So, but he's definitely like those local artists just give you that hope that you can make it, even though you know, as South Africa, as small as it is, you can still do what you love.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And it's not, it's just so beautiful to hear your words. And I think, especially, I was about to say, Prime Circle's not a bad second fiddle to Will Lindley, so to speak.
No, of course. I thought about them, and I was like, actually, they were first. So,
it all works itself out. So you've got three songs which you've released as of today. We heard one of them, Hit Me Again, just a second ago. We're going to be playing Take My Hand a little bit later in the show, just after the interview.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from music which you've released already, you have something coming in. I don't know what the timeline is, but you got something coming up in the next little while. Do you want to tell us about
There's
that?
There's no release date just yet.
No release date. Okay. But
we actually, to be honest, we are still mastering the song.
Okay.
I got the almost finished version today, but that's sort of part, like the part that I've been sort of promoting.
Yes,
I've been promoting it, and it's just a part that's mainly done.
So we actually have a copy of that promotion of that teaser, so to speak. It's called Upper Hand. We're gonna take a quick listen to it, and you can maybe talk us through it just off this place. But folks, this is what is going to be Hannah Morris's next single.
Give you all I am, 'cause you're all I have. Is it really that? She's on the phone. You've been on about shoes, and I'm thinking I've been in on what you're on. 'Cause it's not alone. My guilty conscience has lots to say about the reasons and feelings of someone.
Just a display of your vocalism. I think you're a phenomenal songwriter, a beautiful guitarist, but your vocals are just absolutely mega on that track. Upper Hand, as you said, still mastering it, not quite there yet, but when it does come, what can we expect from the finished single?
I think the whole this whole promotion thing is, I mean, I'm sort of trying to see, when you're, like, I posted a video today. When you're a musician in the 21st century, you have to be a content creator too. And it's difficult having to post a part, like a chorus of your song, because of the fact that, especially for me, who writes the whole song with a whole meaning, to have a part of it being on display when actually the whole entire song represents the entire meaning. I don't think you can get the full idea of what this song is about until you've heard the whole thing. And I think that's what's going to be so exciting about the release. And obviously it's great to have these, like, these things where it's like prompts you to get the song stuck in your head. It's like that 30 seconds that just, you know, that gets someone excited. But it's quite scary for me, because I'm not, you know, I'm used to it, but I'm still trying to figure it out. You know, get that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, still learning every day. So it's going to be a beautiful track. It's going to be an awesome track. I think, judging just by that little tease, I don't think anyone who had a listen now was like, I don't know. I think they're going to be wanting you to push it through. And I mean, forward thinking beyond Upper Hand, beyond Matric, where is Hannah Morris going to be next year, the next few years? And in the last, you know, minute or two, where can we find you to support you going forward? Because I think anybody who's listened to Take My Hand, anyone, or apologies, who listened to Hit Me Again, who's going to have listened to Take My Hand in a second or two, is going to be smitten by Hannah Morris.
Well, at the moment, after the trick, it's always very difficult to see where you're going to be in the next 6 months. I mean, I had no idea where I was going to be last year. At the end of last year, I had no idea I was going to be there 6 months before that. So it's difficult to say. I've got an Irish passport. I might be potentially moving overseas to London to sort of find the music industry there and see what it's like and experience. And I don't know, music is very unpredictable during this whole thing. So it's obviously quite difficult to say where I'm going to be in the next 2 years. But I hope it's good, and I hope I'm still doing what I love, even if it's homeless on the streets in London busking. But no, I'm just kidding. It's definitely something I'm going to keep working hard on, and work hard. You know, hard work brings great opportunities, which is exactly what I'm doing. So I hope that you will see me in better places, in bigger places, in the next few years to come. But you can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, on all social media at hannahmorris.co.za. You can see all my upcoming live shows, and you can get the links to my new songs and to keep track of my new music coming out, which is going to be very soon, not just Upper Hand, but maybe a few more songs after that. And you can sort of follow my social media just to keep up to date.
That's phenomenal. It's so exciting. And I hope, I mean, even if on the streets of London, I'm going to be a massive Hannah Morris fan. I'm going to be tuning in. I've been very privileged to see you live. And I think anybody who's in that area should get to a live show. And if not, go stream her. Everyone should show their support, because it's good music, folks.
Definitely. And you should know that half the shows are free because I'm playing in restaurants anyway.
Awesome.
Come along.
Jovic, this has been Hannah Morris. Absolute charm. We've loved having her on the show. Go give her a follow. All of her social media is on her website. And honestly, somebody whose music is good, personality is better, and hopefully is going to be the next big thing. And if you weren't already smitten enough with Hit Me Again, with Upper Hand, that little teaser, I've got Hannah's single, Take My Hand.